Just how young is too young for your child to be using social media? Let's talk about it with educational consultant Dr. Russell Hyken. He joins us this morning on Total Information AM. Hi, doctor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
We see children younger and younger who want to get Facebook accounts or they want to have some other access to social media. Are you seeing an increase in this in your studies or no?
I'm seeing a lot of younger kids asking for access to that. And I have young kids myself, and I see it coming from them and from their classmates as well.
So what is a good guideline for parents? Because, of course, your kid is going to tell you, well, everybody else is doing it. Everybody's got a Facebook page but me. I need to tweet. I need a phone. I need this. I need that. So is there a general guideline?
I don't think there's a general guideline, but I think there's some general ideas or ways to go about it. First off, you have to look at your child and see, are they responsible enough? I really like the idea of starting younger kids with an email account. And the reason why I like that is because, first off, it's very easy for a parent to monitor. And you have that conversation with that second or third grader, because that seems to be about the age where they start asking for email and saying, you know what, I am going to let you have this because I trust you, but also know that I'm going to review your account regularly, and you have to give me the password. And that way you're sort of setting the foundation for future parameters around all social media use.
What about texting and phones? That seems to be the way that kids communicate today. They don't even make phone calls anymore.
I think the only time they call is when they're in front of the house saying, come out and here. But I think you're absolutely right. They text a lot, and there's a lot of valuable benefits to texting, but there's also some negatives. I think what age you give a child a cell phone depends. I hate to keep saying it all depends, but you have to look at every situation is different. So if you have a child that's from a divorced household, that phone may be the link line to the other parent, and in which case they may need it a little younger than another child does. You know, I always hear kids say, well, you know, I'm worried you're going to leave me at soccer practice. Well, no coach is going to leave a kid on the soccer field unattended. So parents, don't buy into that argument.
All right. If kids, we forget what it's like to be in grade school or junior high and that humiliation that you feel if everybody's laughing at you. But it's so much easier to humiliate somebody on Facebook or using social media. And cyberbullying is a real thing. So if your child is doing the social networking, how do you have that conversation?
Well, once again, it is a conversation. It happens up front. And, you know, it's interesting. I'm seeing not just bullying because of social media. I'm seeing kids actually become depressed. Think about Facebook, for example. So I go onto my friend's website, and they have 200 friends, and I've only got 5. That might make a kid feel bad about themselves. Or such and such has a lot of party picks up, and I don't. You know, why am I not part of that crowd? So I'm seeing some mental health issues creep in addition to the bullying. So it's all about conversation. It's all about monitoring. You need to know what your kids are doing on Facebook and have those conversations that, you know, you don't have 200 friends because Johnny, who has 200 friends, probably doesn't know 190 of them.
You know, this sounds to me like, unfortunately, there's no one-size-fits-all and there's no easy way out of this for parents, is there?
No, you know what? If I could figure out that one rule or that one method, I'd write the book and be famous.
All right. So just have that conversation. And I suppose if your child won't give you the passwords to their account for you to monitor, then that's a whole nother interview topic, right?
That is. That's a huge topic. And parents, you have every right to have those passwords and to monitor those accounts until your kids leave the house.
And the texts, especially if you're paying the phone bill.
Most definitely.
Russell, thanks so much for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Have a great day.